day after that, I had to go all from Karizawa, go all the way back to Tokyo, and hopped on my little train there, heading on down to the big city of Tokyo, and then hopped on another train, zipped down 500 miles in a seemingly endless 10-hour trip to Himeji, which is about 100 miles past Osaka. And we ran into a little trouble around Nagoya, and around the base of Fuji. There was quite a bit of snow there, packed up around 3 or 4 feet. Didn't slow us down any until some snow got into the electric engines, and we just, between two stops, we just, right out there in the middle of nowhere, the train just coasted to a stop, and the guy tried to get the thing going, but finally another small unit came along and pushed us, and we were going along real slow, or else we just kind of coasted ourselves into the next town, and we tried to fix the train there, and didn't do a very good job, because between that stop and the next one, we came to a halt again. So finally, he got the thing coasted into the next town, and then he started off again and picked up a little speed, and ran out of the snow field area, and I guess the engine started to dry off, because before long we were picking up lots of speed. Anyway, I finally got to Himeji about 2 or 3 in the morning, and there was no hotels open that time of night. Everything shuts down early around here, so the station master let me stay in the lounge all night. They shut off the lights, let me lay down on a couch there by a heater. And about 6 in the morning, they gave me directions on how to get on this other train to go up to Yabigun, which is sort of supposed to be a missionary district up there in the hills. It turned out that this girl I was going to see was didn't have anything to do with any missionary families at all. She was just a regular member of a Japanese family, you know, calling me up there to the little town of Yabigun and, what's the name of that? Yoka, Y-O-K-A. So I got there about 11 a.m. Very nice ride through the hills there. It's about the most beautiful I've seen in Japan yet. Snow-covered hills and frosted trees and all that good jazz. It was really nice. And 11 o'clock, I say, with a little help from a fellow from the JNR Railroad, I found her house. And I guess his ulterior motive was to make friends with either the girl that I was seeking or her sister, who was even nicer. And I don't know what'll become of that. But, Fumiko was gone all day long. She was gone skiing, so I just stayed there with the folks and tried to talk Japanese with them, and they tried to talk English with me. Not very successful, so they finally called this fella, neighborhood fella, over, who was trying to learn English, and he was pretty good at speaking English, so he talked a little bit. About 3 o'clock, I went upstairs and flopped down on the futon, stuck my feet under the little table there. They got a heater under these tables, little small tables. You lay on the floor, stick your feet under the doggone table, I forget the name of the doggone thing. And then about 5 o'clock, I heard some sweet little girls' voices waking me up, and I looked up, and there were 3 gorgeous ski-clothed, ski-parka-clothed, I don't know. Anyway, 3 gorgeous girls wearing ski parkas and stretch pants and staring down at me. And I didn't know where I was, of course, at first. But I found out real fast. I finally figured out where I was, you know. And it turned out Fumiko brought along her little sister, who was 18. Fumiko was 21, and then she brought along her cousin, who was 20 years old. And coming back here to Tokyo, I rode on the train all the way with her cousin. She lives up here in Tokyo, wants me to come up here and see her after a while. She's a real nice girl. During the couple of days I spent there, 3 or 4 days, I just stayed at their house. They really are really nice people. And all the time I was there, I didn't pay a cent for anything, not even a train ride. They took care of the taxis and the trains and the restaurant bills and my sleeping there overnight, meals at the house and so forth. Didn't cost me a thing. I tried to pay for everything there. But, I guess they were... The second day we took off and went down to Himeji, which is everybody's favorite city in that area. pretty nice city, all right, real clean, laid down just right. And went up to Himeji Castle, which is Japan's most beautiful castle, and turned out to be Japan's most dreaded icebox because the doggone wind was blowing like a son of a gun. It was colder than heck in there, and I didn't really enjoy it at all. Walking through that old castle there, they say Adak is the birthplace of the winds, but I think Himeji Castle is the storage room of the winds or something, because it didn't exactly agree with me. And I was going around with a big old grouchy look on my face all day long, and the girls were trying to cheer me up. It did not succeed until about 3 or 4 o'clock, and I went up to a nice restaurant in the top of a department store there and started telling about our past life. Wait a minute here. Here's Jerry Bash, walks into the room. How'd you do last night, Jerry? Just a sec, I gotta turn this off. Okay, here, back at you. As I was saying there, up in Himeji, we went up to this department store restaurant way up there and bought the 17th floor. Sounds good enough. And the Japanese have one little nice feature in some of their restaurants. They have a little grill right in front of you on the table, and you can cook whatever you want there. You just order the materials, or whatever you call it, the ingredients, and pour it on the grill, and it turns into an omelet. And these girls put the finishing touches on this food here. It turned out to be pretty good after all. But, you know, it's kind of fun to go throwing something like that together when you're going out to dinner, you know. Cook your own food right in front of you, just like back home. No point in going out, really. No, it's kind of different. Something to do, anyway. Yeah, we spent about 3 hours there just sitting and talking. You leaving? Gee, am I boring you? Gosh. See you later, Jerry. Jerry from Miami there. Oh, yes, it's a sayonara, a Japanese goodbye, playing in the background there, if you can hear it.